Our final segment, Heads Up Monday, will get you a preview of some of the major events lined up for this upcoming week. Joining us here in the studio is Aram Rowe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Henry.
We're going to start with a bit of diplomacy here. Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa set to go on her first overseas trip in 6 months.
Yes, it has been quite a while, of course, because of the recent climate that we're in. She will hold talks with her German counterpart, Heiko Maas, in Berlin on Monday. Now, they are set to discuss responses to the coronavirus, as well as bilateral cooperation in various fields and other international issues as well. Kang's last trip was actually to Europe in February, and gender items will likely include bilateral exchanges and trade, as well as the possible expansion of the G7 nations, the hot-button issue, a proposal Germany is actually opposed to, actually. So it'll be interesting to see whether Kang Kyung-hwa can persuade Germany away from their current stance. Another matter the two diplomats could discuss is the U.S. decision to pull American troops from Germany, something Trump may want to do with South Korea as well, as defense-sharing costs. Those talks remain in limbo. Now, the two sides could also touch on Trade Minister Yoo Myung-hee's bid to become the new chief of the World Trade Organization as well. And we'll just have to see on what outcomes come out of that meeting.
Yeah, that one would be important, especially with that pending case right now with Japan in regards to their controversial trade restrictions. So Kang Kyung-hwa, first time in quite a while, going to a country that I guess you can say has handled the pandemic fairly competently among the European nations. But as a Korean citizen and as someone who is not necessarily exempt from all the laws and regulations, it is basically a one-month turnaround for her as well, because when she comes back, she will probably have to isolate for 14 days, as anyone who does return from overseas here. But speaking of COVID-19, in regards to that, there are some, I guess you can say, optimistic developments regarding treatment development.
That's right. The production of an experimental treatment drug is due to be completed today here in Korea for clinical trials. That is, production for clinical trials, note, not for the masses. The blood plasma treatment is being jointly developed by Green Cross and the Korea National Institute of Health. Now, Green Cross said the clinical trial would review the safety and efficacy of the drug in 60 domestic patients. Now, for those who don't know, blood plasma treatment aims to use the antibodies produced from recovered patients in order to develop a treatment. And this is optimistic news, but we should always be media literate and always take these kind of stories with a grain of salt, just to warn people.
Yeah, for sure. As you say, once it's in the clinical trial stage, more often than not, a lot of these end up not being deemed to be suitable for the wider public. So as you say, hope for the best, but again, be prepared that it might not be something that is considered to be a miracle cure for COVID-19. Okay, we're going to move on to Wednesday now, Aram, and a star-filled sky set for the night. It should be beautiful if the weather cooperates, but as we see with the forecast, likely that's not going to be the case.
I think it's been a while since we actually saw some sun during the day. Just rain clouds and rain just pummeling the country at the moment. But on Wednesday, there will be 100 stars that will shoot through the sky in what is known as the annual Perseid meteor shower. But heavy rain, of course, and cloudy skies are set to block any chance of catching them in Korea. However, the spectacle apparently will be visible from Yeongdong in Gangwon province. Now, that is, of course, if weather permits. For about 3 hours from 10 p.m. on Wednesday, you can watch the constellation of Perseus if you are lucky. The moon's brightness, however, is set to peak at midnight. So astronomers say it is best to catch the stars about 2 hours before then, of course, if conditions permit.
Yep. Had pollution to deal with as sort of the main impetus or obstacle to viewing these things. But looks like right now with the overcast clouds, it's going to be pretty difficult to see what should be a very beautiful display in the skies. Yeah. Moving on to Thursday now, Aram. And for people like yourselves, used to moving hundreds of millions of won on your mobile app with the kind of buying stocks, you're going to have to be mindful of some of the new regulations that are now going to be banning short selling.
Well, I'm out of I've been out of that game for a while now. Luckily, I didn't have much success in it. Just to mention that. But the ban, this short selling ban, it has been in place for 6 months since March, and it is set to expire on September 15th. Now, financial officials will decide whether to extend this ban on Thursday, when they will hold a public hearing on the matter. Now, it will be attended by figures from academia as well as the private sector. Now, the short selling ban was actually put in place place as the stock market plunged amid the pandemic. And of course, short selling is when an investor borrows, basically when an investor makes money off falling stocks, just to simplify that. But there has been a lot of backlash to the ban, and a lot of experts are kind of opposing it, saying extending the ban does not actually help at a time in which most major stock markets around the world have actually scrapped the short selling bans or did not oppose them in the first place. And but there have also been concerns, especially amongst government officials, that this ban has led to bubbles in some parts of the market as well. So the likely outcome at the moment is it probably will be extended, but then there are voices against it.
Yeah, and so we know that individual investors have been sort of leading the charge recently post-pandemic in terms of kind of buoying the market as they have seen some opportunities there. But as you say, there are some misgivings as to whether the government should have such a heavy hand in regulating the marketplace,
That's
which
right.
what normally is just a legal maneuver, but a lot of people have some kind of moral qualms about the idea of short selling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's hard to believe because it feels like, especially if you have kids and they've been home all day, every day, that there is a holiday weekend coming up. So we're going to get a day off next Monday. For the holiday weekend, it is a busy time, especially for the nation's couriers.
That's right. But they will be having a break, and deservedly so, I'd say. Couriers of major parcel delivery firms, as well as the post office, will be taking a break from Friday to Monday. So that's actually, since it is from Friday, that will be a day earlier than the normal declared holiday. That's because Monday has been declared the temporary holiday, so that's usually a three-day weekend, but the couriers will be taking a four-day one. Now, the intention, of course, is to give them a break after months of hard work due to the pandemic. We've seen a delivery boom during the pandemic, and obviously they've been overworked or overwhelmed. Friday is designated as a delivery-free day as well by the National Postal Service, and reduced services will be also in place for the day and the day before, in fact. So during the reduced operations, any frozen or fresh foods will not be accepted. Only packages deemed essential will be mailed. And Korea Post had actually originally rejected the plan because their pride of, you know, mail never stops principle. But the unions have obviously said they want to take a break, and they have heeded to those calls.
Right. And bottom line, if you are used to these deliveries, something to keep in mind before you place your next online order during that period. Final story here, U.S.-China trade tensions are continuing, but the top officials from both countries will be holding talks at the end of this week.
That's right. The U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, they're set to review the Phase 1 trade deal on Saturday. That deal took place was put in place in February, and this will be an initial six-month review of that pact. Now, under the Phase 1 trade deal, China had pledged to boost purchases of U.S. goods by some 200 billion won, but because of the pandemic and the falling global economy, Beijing is way off that first-year target at the moment. We've seen this before, though. I mean, the tensions have always been there. They have tried talks. They have actually sat down for talks, but nothing much has come out. I'm not so optimistic or a bit skeptical about these rounds, but hopefully something could come out.
It does appear likely, though, that President Trump, mindful of the upcoming elections and has been pretty aggressive in his China bashing, might be using this as perhaps a potential wedge to sort of rally his base and really kind of stir up that anti-Chinese sentiment. So that's something else to also watch out for.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, as always, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will talk to you again soon.
Soon, yes.
Okay.